Welcome everybody to part three and our final part of today of Tea Touch for Inspiring Self-Care with Linda Tellington Jones and myself, Eleanor Silverstein. And today is Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. At 12:13 my time again, funny numbers, sorry. I got a one, a two, a one, and a three. So look it up. and we're gonna start with part three, but before we do, we're gonna have a little discussion and questions and answer for just a little bit, but I wanna stay on time because I have some more delicious things I want to give to you. So, Anna, you had a question. You had your hand raised for a while.
A question that my experience was that all of a sudden I realized my vision, the peripheral, had grown a little bit. You know, that's why I was like, wow, okay. And then, but what was the magic for me was getting so connected with my tailbone. I mean, you know, I walk, but now all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, when you stand and you're picking up your foot, your tailbone likes to go over to the standing leg. It goes back and forth. And I was like, and it was so smooth. Like my you know, pelvis area, my hips had just opened up. Like just, I was like, wow. I mean, I've experienced it in the past, but I wasn't so aware of it. Today, like walking, went outside, and I was like, oh yeah, my tailbone loves to go from right to left. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome for all that's connected in there. I just saw Valentina have a look of acknowledgement when I said that. So what do you think about this exploration of wonderfully being crooked and encouraging healthy movement in a safe environment because we're sitting and with curiosity? How in that way does it affect you differently? Yeah, Valentina.
For me, the words you just used of safe and curious were interesting because it feels like the safety part is that, and the curiosity part is that we're observing how we feel without judgment. It's wide open, which allows que sera, sera, whatever is going to come up, we just look at and go, well, that came up. And there's no, it seems like with a lot of exercise forms, there's still a lot of confinement and a lot of concentration on the form rather than the experience. Yeah. And this was really different. So I noticed when you had said, pay attention how you enter a room, what I felt was after the footwork, I walked through a doorway with a very relaxed sense of openness to whatever presented itself. Because I was mm-hmm. pretending in my head I was walking into a room full of people. Mm-hmm. And so it was rather than being either a choice of unconscious or self-conscious, it was just a relaxed consciousness that was open to incoming information. And that was fun. Mm. And light.
Mm. A relaxed consciousness. Say that part again.
An openness to incoming information.
Relaxed consciousness and open.
So as I said, instead of being self-conscious, you know, where your body is already an apology the minute it presents itself, or unconscious, where you don't feel your body because you've decided to leave or space yourself away so as not to feel something, any whatever it is, that there are other choices than those two. And the choices is consciousness without fear or self-consciousness, because it's without, getting back to, it's without judgment.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because when I think of people who have had injuries and keep getting through it, like someone like Linda, or my mother only had a couple of oopsies, but it was like, it didn't affect her future. You know, it's like she stayed in the moment and said, that's okay. You know, and it's that conscious awareness of self in the environment of all that is, not taking it personally, right? You know, yesterday a woman came up to me and she says, Eleanor, can you please do that magic? Do your magic. And I'm like, my magic on what? What magic? First, what magic? But where? She had fallen and broken a few ribs. She had quite a fall, and she fell into a huge rim of a huge pot, a planter pot. So she hit a bunch of ribs. And every time she inhaled and exhaled, they went, and I could feel them clicking. And I mean, it was like, whoo, right? So I put my hands on, and before I could get to the problem of her pain, what I kept sensing was deep sadness. So I went past the deep sadness and said, well, what's that? And then I sensed disappointment in self. And I said, I asked, what is that? In my hands, just tell me more. And I heard, not that again. You know, I kept hearing those things about the talk to self. And so I said, may I say something? I may be correct or incorrect, but I can't quite get to helping you yet, because what I'm feeling is so much sadness. And she said, really? And I said, yeah, I don't mean to put it in, but what I'm feeling is sadness. Like I'm disappointed in myself that something like this happened again. There I go, I did it again. And she just looked at me and went, oh my God, that's all that has gone through my head. And I said, okay, so what if we acknowledge that and say, thank you. And now we turn to give ourselves the love and say, thank you for this communication. Thank you for this conversation, this talking within me. And we turn it to, I love you. You know how Linda does that? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. She never says, I love me. She just, I love you. It's this. It's something that the hand reaches from that's greater than just us, that we give the love to you and 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 to you, not to me and to me and to me, because sometimes me and me has an issue, but we can give to you and to you and to you. And just then she took in a deep breath and all the ribs stopped popping in and out from each other. And then we could work with the discomfort. And I think to myself, darn, I don't know how good this stuff is. It just happens like that. It still blows my mind. It's us learning to listen. And we use these moments between the touches the space between the touches, the space and the moment between the moves, to appreciate the awareness of this moment and what we are sensing in ourselves. And that becomes a healing, not a perfection, but a healing of sorts. Not a pure healing, never to be a problem, right? Because I don't think we came into the world to do that. But we came in the world to be able to use our psyche, our soul, our heart, our connectedness, our listening, and our hands and touch to be able to do something great within ourselves and others that's not called healing. That releases us from a lot of pressure of having to fix, right? And then without even touching myself, I can go into my leg and go, oh, just talking about it, it feels better. Teresa, I know you wanted to say something.
After what you said, it seems so simple, what I was wanted to say. But I have to absorb what you were saying. Wonderful. For me, actually, it is after I was falling 5 times without breaking anything, thanks God, with my problem with my leg. So after these exercises we made tonight, it's like, for me, like walking in the present toward future without the past.
Keeping history out of it in that way, right?
Yeah.
Just being authentic to the self right here, yeah. Right now.
Exactly. And for me, those exercises are so cute, so fantastic, so easy. You just have to do them. And it's, you can do them wherever you are. Actually, when I am waiting somewhere, I do the figure eight with the standing. I do the figure eight with my body. Somebody, they may look at me and say, yeah, interesting, but it does make a big difference. And I would like just to finish to say, my feet, they just say thank you for what they got today. And I have to go because I have to get up at 5 a.m. And I love you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Oh, boy, it is a gift. It is a gift, right? Because to have pain in the legs is, like my mother would say, is like a tooth being pulled without pain. It's the, so this is so important what we can do for ourselves. Yes. So important to give us back the gift of stability in our body and the ability to walk.
I promise I will work on it.
Please. Love you. So I have 2 more treats for you. Are you ready? I mean, it's going to be all about the legs, but we're going to come to the face too. So let's see. Again, I think this time I'm going to just try to turn it around so that way you don't get all that light. So let's see. Oh, that is not a comfortable chair. Oof. Hold on 1 sec. Okay. That way, I feel bad that you had the light before. Okay. So, I'm gonna go this way. One sec. Okay. So this is a way of decompressing the tissue in the legs. Okay. Sorry, I know. I just need for the video purposes to just see a talking leg, but it is what it is. I don't have professional equipment here. So we're going to do something where you take the hands and you just rub it, but brush it a little bit along the foot, along the leg. And make sure you don't have to lower your head so much so that you get a headache, but you're not pushing hard where you're drawing all the lymph to pool in your ankles, but you're brushing the skin. You're just brushing the skin. And then up in the upper leg, you brush the skin and you follow up the leg. This is called decompressing the knee joint, the knee capsules. And now with the hands, you listen to the texture of the place of the muscles. The hand feels your pants, your shorts, your skin underneath. And the skin underneath feels the hands rubbing on. So you listen to your leg shape and your leg shape listens to your hands. And then brushing it down. It's just a brushing. It's just listening to the contours. And can you feel that your body can bend to the inside? You see our theme today? Being able to bend the body to the inside and the outside. And then come back and just rest. And how does that side feel and sense? If I put this here. Okay. And then from here, you go on to the other side, the other leg, and you brush from below the knee along that whole leg, following what you imagine that your hands can feel as the shape and swirls of the musculature and tissue. The front and the sides and the back. Starting from the knee. And then starting from the knee and brushing that skin up the leg. Following the contours of your muscles. And notice how your body bends around that to the inside and the outside. Right? And do you see that you're practicing moving your body from one side to the other so that if at any point the ground becomes unstable for any reason, your body can move left and right and all the variations. And come back to the middle and rest. And then both hands down the lower legs and really holding on so that we decompress, meaning that you're really sliding down. And now slightly lifting your rear end up into the air. Moving your weight over your feet. So that your hands go to the legs and then slide back up. And then the hands slide down to the low below the knees till you find the chair. So you're using your arms to be an exoskeleton to your legs. Because let's think about it. It doesn't make sense that we go to stand and we put all our weight on our knees to try to stand. But instead, we can take the tissue and draw the tissue of the lower legs down to the feet and create stability over the feet and then come up. So we're actually encouraging our body's weight by sliding the tissue over the feet to come up to standing. We're giving stability into our lower legs. We're giving the power of our body to go over the feet that we put the weight of our body into our lower legs and into our feet to take our support to come to standing. How does that feel for you? It's a different concept. It's a different concept that instead of this business of, ugh, because it is that, when we put our hands on our thighs and we use our pressure of our whole body to go on our thighs to get up, when instead we can slide the tissue, we slide the tissue of the lower legs, slide the tissue of the lower legs, slide the tissue over the feet, not until you're ready. Till you're ready, it's over the feet and then coming up to standing. And then we bring the hands down, slide it over the feet, the tissue over the feet, using it as an exoskeleton. It's like, you know, these things where people have a spinal cord injury and they build an exoskeleton around them that helps support them from the outside in so that the inside can know what to do. Until the inside can know what to do. Yes, Mocha, I see. And now, this. What do you think about that? That's called decompressing the knee joint. It takes the weight off the knees to get up. because you're putting them over the feet. How did that work for you? Valentina, unmute.
I just said, I actually was addressing my cat. I said, that was really interesting. I think it's probably how I'm going to get up from now on.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Well, and when you point out the whole pushing on the above the knee thing, it's like.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder why we get so disconnected from our lower half. This wakes it up. It's a reconnection. Oh, look, we got Leslie clapping and raising a hand. Okay, Leslie, I love it. What did you want to say?
That was good, but I didn't know how. What I did. I pressed the wrong thing. But anyway, it was good because I really liked it. And it's interesting because the other day I noticed I was putting my hands on my knees and it was such hard work. And I realized I was going to have to stop doing that because I'm actually just making it harder for myself.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of taken me beyond. So, yeah, really, really good. Thank you.
It's so interesting. It's not an intelligent use of self.
Not at all, is it? Yeah.
Yet generation after generation, unless, of course, you all see that YouTube of an 18-month-old imitating their grandfather. Have you all seen that? There's a little YouTube that goes around with a little 18-month-old who's sitting on the floor, goes to sit in a chair and goes like this, and does it a whole bunch of times. And then walks away, and the grandfather, who's not very old, maybe 64, is sitting there going, and everyone in the room just starts laughing, going, Dad, that's you. And everybody that sees that video gets it.
I guess we learn by watching as well, don't we? So, yeah, exactly. Fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, and nothing is perfect, right? I mean, like I had a father, very German. So everything is very, you know, and it was a British soldier. So he was very proper, you know, and he was like, but it was always Eleanor, notice this. Ooh, notice that. We would go to sit in a cafe and we would spend a day just noticing all the different knee shapes. Because it would be shorts weather in Pasadena outside of Los Angeles. So everyone's wearing shorts and he goes, have you ever seen so many different shaped knees? Let's just focus on the knees. So we spend a day sitting there, sipping a latte, eating a little biscotti, and watching knees. And then it turned into watching one knee goes this way, right? Valentina would like that one. One knee goes this way, but the other knee goes that way. Then two knees go that way, but one's go. Then it was like, oh, let's look down at the feet. So I was already being entrained to look at things. And then it would be the, well, where do you think their head is? You know, he was a mechanic. You know, I'm sure if it wasn't for World War II, he would have been an engineer instead, but he never got to go to school because of that, but he became a mechanic. And what a mechanic, right? So he always taught me, look at your body is not a mechanism. Your body is an organism. Just remember that in case anybody teaches you anything mechanistic. So isn't that beautiful? So it's beautiful to see, you know, that we can take the hands and decompress the knee joints. And then we can decompress the knee joints where we take one below and one above and pull the tissue away, but not in a way that is pushing the lymph to be stuck in the bottom of the feet. It's not that. It's options and choices in touch. You cannot harm yourself. So with that being said, typical to me, I only got through half of what I wanted to teach you, but that's okay. I want to give you a beautiful, you know how Linda does facials? The facial touch. So Ruthie, let's see if I can remember how Ruthie does it, but it's beyond so delicious. So, okay. I can't see it all without my glasses. So, whoa, Nellie, hold on. I got to put them back on. Okay. I was going to try to pretend I could see you, but so we're going to start with a gentle touch of just going. Yeah, I got to do it without. I'm going to make the screen larger. Maybe that'll help me. Okay. Okay. So we're just going to run up the skin on one side. And we're going to just, it's like almost like little bits of pinching, running up the skin, little bits of pinching. Just let it happen. Like a little animal, just little tiny pinches, running up, going over the eyelid and over the forehead, just on one side and along the ear. Along the cheek. And along that side of the neck and the throat. Again, even a little around the nostrils, or one nostril, excuse me, and the upper lip, and the lower lip. Find every crack and crevice, and letting yourself breathe, and under the chin. And going down your throat and your neck. And then letting that down and rest. Notice how that feels. And now this time, it's like little tiny pinches, little pinches. Pinches that you don't need to recover from, but pinches that you can just feel a little pinching the skin. Ever so light, like kisses of pinches. It pinched the skin together so lightly, like a level two. And even to the under eyelid, under the eye, the skin, and the eyelid, little tiny pinches. Give yourself time. And pinches along the eyebrow. And the hairline. And that side of the forehead. And down along the hairline and the ear. Little pinch, little pinches. Over the top lip and the nostrils. The bridge of the nose. The lips, that little crease between your lower lip and the chin, and the jaw, and all along that side of the throat. And then letting that down and rest. And now this time, gonna love this one. A little pinch with a quarter turn. A little pinch with a quarter turn. It's not slow, it's a little quick, right? Just tip, 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 tip. Pinch with a quarter turn. Make yourself comfortable. Everywhere. Make sure you get everywhere, including the nostril and that little flap over the nostril. Pinch and quarter turn. Pinch and quarter turn. Move the memory from the cells to be able to decongest their way out through your skin, one of your largest organs of your body. Pinch and quarter turn, following it everywhere along that side of your face. And all along your throat. Quarter turn. And then come back when you're ready. How do your eyes feel? How does your eye on that side and your ear? I'm not saying you're hearing. It's something else about your ear on that side. Like the sound is quieter. Maybe it's something on that side. What do you feel? And slowly open your eyes and look into your own reflection and see, does your face, one side or both sides, look different than before? Maybe even something softer is in your eyes, and something is softer . What do you notice in your jaw and your teeth? Raise a hand if you feel something different in the jaw and the teeth. Let's do this just a little on the other side. So we do the little running. There's the little running of dragging the skin, running all along the other side of the face. And remember the area above the lip and under the nose. And we get that nostril and the nasal flap above it. And all the way up the nose and between the brows. That And we remember to touch the hairline. There is something so different about when you meet the edge of the forest, of your skin, of your face to your hairline. Going along the area on the cheekbone under the eye and the eyelid. Little dragging the skin up all the way to the lower lip, into that crease between the lower lip and the jaw or the chin, and along the jawline and under the jaw around the neck, the areas where most kitties love to be rubbed. And come back, let yourself rest. And then many little pinches, pinches you don't need to recover from, pinches that just bring you wonderful touch and stimulation, little kisses of pinches, little kisses of pinches. Remembering your nose and the flap and the nostril. And the eyebrow and the eyelid. And come back. And then little quarter circle turns. It's like a pinch the skin and twist it in a quarter circle. Pinch the skin and twist in a quarter circle. Yes, kitty, I hear you. And then come back. Allow yourself to let your hands come down. Whose face is this? In the reflection of your camera, can you see your eyes more? Oh, with a face like this, is there something softer, very approachable, soft and neutral, and friendly and safe? So just a couple of times, take your hands, slide them up along your throat, over your face, and let your fingers run through your hair. And let it tilt your hair back. And then let your hands let go of the hair and slide it down your face, feeling your hands to your skin and your skin from your hands. Oh, down over the jaw, the jawline, and down your chest, down your belly, into your thighs and your legs. One more time, sliding your hands up along your thighs. Let your skin of your hands and your body feel each other. Sliding contact hands over your chest, over your neck. Take your time so that both feel each other till the fingertips go through the hair and just let it pull the head a little back and forward with the elbows facing forward. And the hands pull the hair back a little and forward, and then let the hands let it go and slide back over your face. The face gets the waterfall feeling of the hands. I know, kitty. Down over your jawline. Down your waist and your belly and over your thighs. I hear you. Okay. We look like we all just woke up. How do you feel now? How do your legs all, how do you feel from top to bottom? Everything. From the top of your head to inside your brain, inside your mind, your eyes and your ears, your face and your throat, behind your chest, inside you, all the way down your belly to your back, and your upper legs, lower legs, and feet, all of you. And with that, please come to standing, because I don't want to leave you in the I can't move state. Yeah. Just feel how you are connecting to the floor, connecting to the earth, like this. And please give yourself the gift to take this body on a little walkabout right now. I hear you. Yes. Okie doke. This person this person. This person is a precious gift. Yes. Even Kitty had a lot to say. How do you feel now? So let yourself have this peacefulness, and we can just all easily unmute ourselves and say, we love you, to all of us.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Joy. Joy. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Remember when you touch yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. Every part is part of the whole. Every part we love. Yes, Kitty, I know you too. Have a beautiful rest of your day, your evening, wherever you are, and take these lessons into all the aspects, because it makes life really nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely, thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so very much.
Beautiful, yes.
See you all soon.
Peace.